chips of clear and broken glass. Will I make this destiny duty intact or burn out on a hospital bed, drained to the point of no return? The stones are joy. I keep my smile pressed on, my impatience under breath, and my dignity on a wire, pulled and tugged by her unnecessary necessities. When I am tired, the guilt pours in like castor oil, down the wrong pipe, into the windpipe, as I struggle to regain our once synchronized flow. But it will not return or rewind, as her love only shows in momentary flickers now, before she dives again into these catacombs collapsing. She is owned by the morphine pumping into her bloodstream at regular intervals, pumping its purpose to nullify her pain while twisting mental foreign tracks through her brain that torture her with their relentless sticky grid and serpent's faces rising, telling her she is owned, robbed of her treasured independence, confined to home, watching her once happy socializing light darken. And you love her, you know her, you know for a while the monster will chomp at the moon, will take the glow from her view, soil every brilliant horizon, will capture her honored seat, even conquer her spiritual home. For a while, death's rotting belly will do what it must do, bloat and swell, foul, naturally cruel.